college.
Did you ever hear second cutting or?
Not really. I'm not a farmer or gardener.
That's okay. If I, I'll just go ahead and ask you these terms, you know, even though.
Okay, some of them I've, you know, I really only probably know them if I've read something. But don't worry, I'll tell you if I don't know because I can't help it.
What different animals would there be on the farm?
Oh, there would be cows and chickens and pigs and probably some horses. And there'd probably be a cat. And
where would the cows stay?
Cows would stay in the barn. Wouldn't they?
Where would they go out to graze?
The pasture.
And
excuse me.
You said you had lived in New Orleans?
Yes, we lived there 1 year and I was 7. Actually, I was in the first grade. I completed the first grade.
What school was that?
Yeah, I do. I think it was Gentilly Terrace. And this was must have been an addition in the city. Probably it was a little less than a full year. And then back here. Yeah, I might as well be
I just remembered you telling me that and I wanted to get that down.
Okay. I was pretty out of it then. I don't know if it's messed up my speech patterns any. I doubt it. Oh, gosh.
You're talking about the animals and things. Where would you keep horses?
In the stable. I would say in the stable.
Is that part of the barn or something?
Well, I would describe it as part of the barn as I think of it. Doesn't have to be though.
You know, there's a fenced in place around the barn sometimes where the animals can walk around.
Well, as I think of horses, I would call it a corral, you know. And that's all I can think of.
And do you ever hear of making sort of a fenced in place out in the pasture where you can milk the cows?
Out in the pasture. So.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or cow pen?
No, I've never heard of those times at all.
And where would the pigs stay?
In the, I would say in a pen.
What kind of pen?
I guess the pig pen.
Okay.
You won't leave it on?
Not really. I'm not cold yet.
And a place where someone had a lot of milk cows and they sold the milk and butter. They call that place a
dairy.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else?
Well, a dairy farm where you sell it or, I mean, process it, maybe sell it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess not.
Did you ever hear of an old-fashioned place for keeping milk or butter before they had refrigerators?
For keeping it? No.
What about for keeping potatoes or turnips during the winter?
No.
And say if you had some...
I don't know. I was just thinking, you know, like, kept things in the cellar where it was cool, but I don't know if that applies to that or not.
That was under the house? Or?
Well, yeah.